Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, August 17th. Tesla's stock is down 7% this week, and the market is trying to figure out what's putting the pressure on. The main suspect is the NHTSA probe into Tesla's autopilot in relation to accidents with emergency vehicles where driver assist systems were believed to be activated. The automaker has lost around $50 billion worth of market capitalization since the news came out. The market is actually down in total after wide-spanning news of the situation in Afghanistan and a slow recovery in China. Tesla is seen as a volatile stock that suffers more panic than other conservative stock choices. Perhaps the bad timing of the NHTSA and the global market have played on each other. Cadillac invited us out for a chance to get up close and personal with the production spec version of the Lyriq EV. The car will have a 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack that can put out 340 horsepower to the rear wheels and will be good for more than 300 miles, as they say. It's also equipped with an oversized 19.2 kilowatt-hour charger. Designers told us that the increased packaging freedom afforded by the car's electric powertrain allowed for them to free up space in the interior. Like a true Cadillac, the interior is spacious, along with the glass roof. Cadillac's Super Cruise is available on the Lyriq with some improvements over the current functionality. The rear hatch also directs incoming air down towards the rear glass, removing the need for a rear wiper. Cadillac was very proud of the design of the optional 22-inch wheels. They're partially aerodynamic to improve efficiency, but they don't really look aerodynamic. At less than $60,000, we hope that Cadillac makes enough of these to go around. Audi is bringing the e-tron S and e-tron S Sportback, the three-motor electric SUV, to the United States, starting at $84,800. The German automaker launched the vehicle last year as the first electric cars worldwide with three motors in mass production. Deliveries began in Europe earlier this year, and now it's our turn. The e-tron S not only has an upgraded powertrain, it also comes with a slightly bigger form factor. The EPA estimated range with the standard tires and wheels is expected to be 208 miles for the e-tron S and 212 for the e-tron S Sportback. Deliveries are expected to begin this fall. Alpha Motor managed to make a splash unveiling renders of a $36,000 electric pickup truck despite having nothing to back up their claims. A computer render does exist of an admittedly great-looking small truck, but now the company insists that they will actually unveil the truck next week. Electrek has been watching Alpha Motors closely, and at the moment we don't have a lot of information on the company. We did a LinkedIn search of Alpha Motor and found that only two people were working there, one of which goes by Kevin L. with no other listed work experience, and the other is Lawrence Eric Goh, a California-based copywriter in charge of writing press releases for Alpha Motor, and he took his work experience down shortly after we reported on it. In short, we couldn't find any evidence of an actual organization capable of delivering more than computer renders and press releases. Despite this, Alpha Motors started taking reservations for the vehicle and claimed that production is going to start in 2023. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Albuquerque, New Mexico introduced its Electrified Dealer Program to help increase EV purchasing and leasing. Benefits include recognition on the City of Albuquerque's website, promotional media kit, marketing collateral to hand out on-site, EV sales training for staff, co-marketing opportunities, and the opportunity for marketing and program development with the City of Albuquerque. Local news site KOB4 reports that they have currently signed up one dealership. IKEA shoppers in Sweden will be able to not only buy everything from lights and appliances in one gargantuan blue building, they can also buy clean energy from IKEA to power those items. In true IKEA fashion, even their electricity subscription has a short, concise Swedish name, Stroma, which means flow. The company plans on rolling out the offering to all of its global markets eventually and intend to source energy from newly constructed wind and solar farms. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.